and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Penny Mulvey. Have you ever thought of yourself as a piece of spaghetti or maybe a magnificent toasted waffle? I must admit I'd not until I read the highly entertaining Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti by Pam and Bill Farrell. As I read their words, laughed at their jokes and nodded my head in constant acknowledgement of the deep truths contained within, I thought it would be great to invite this American couple onto Women of Hope to unpack some of their ideas on relationships and gender difference. How delighted I was when they quickly accepted. Stay tuned to find out not only how we come to be like food items, but also how that information can impact on our understanding of each other. I'm delighted to have on the telephone, from a long way away, the other side of the world, Pam and Bill Farrell. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thanks, great to be with you.
Pam and Bill have written a number of books, but the one that I'm particularly intrigued about at the moment is one titled Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti. We've heard about men are from Mars and women are from Venus, but how are we waffles and spaghetti?
That's a great question. Well, it goes all the way back to the beginning. We read in the Bible that God made people male and female, and so we actually think that there's a good plan in all that. And when we try to explain those differences to people, we want to make it as easy and practical as possible. And so Bill, one day...
I was working with a couple and just trying to help them understand how this male-female interaction goes, because the reality of our lives is that most men, they want women to look like women, but they want them to act and think like men. And since that's not possible, we've looked for this picture. And the picture we came up with, of course, you've already said it. So if I start with the guys.
Men are like waffles.
If you were to diagram the way a typical man processes life, it looks like the top of a waffle. Bunch of boxes. And all those boxes are separated from one another by wall. And the way a typical man processes life is the first issue goes in the first box, second box goes in the second box, third issue goes in the third box, and so on. And the way that we process life is we go to one box at a time and one box only.
But, you know, the key thing is that men compartmentalize. And so when a guy is at work, he is at work. And when he is working in the garage, he's working in the garage. And when he's watching TV, he's really watching TV. And so social scientists have said for a long time that men compartmentalize and women integrate. That's how we process life. But that's not how people talk. And so when you think about the way a woman processes life, it looks a lot like one noodle laying on a plate of spaghetti. And if you follow that one noodle around that plate of spaghetti, it looks like it touches pretty much every other noodle on the plate. And that's the way we women process life, is we travel through life making emotional connections to the people and things that matter most to us. And because of that, by nature, we're pretty good at multitasking. Where guys, their biggest contribution is they are single-focused, and so they're problem solvers by nature. You know, when you look at a woman, it's amazing how we can multitask. I mean, we can be on the phone with our girlfriend. Like, right now, you easily, Penny, could be on the phone with us, and you're still making out your grocery list and a list for your husband and all of your kids, their to-do lists, and you're thinking about your next show. At the same time, you know, a lot of women work from home, and so they might be a load in the washer, a load in the dryer, cooking dinner, and they open and shut the oven door with their foot. I mean, we're just really awesome at multitasking.
And men?
Sometimes it's kind of frustrating to guys because, like, they like that multitasking thing.
Right.
But
by nature, we're problem solvers. We go into a box, solve a problem, and then move on to the next one. And so, you know, like when a wife comes home and says, "Hey, honey, how's your truck doing? You know, I was thinking about your truck today because I drove by your favorite truck store. Well, because it was on my way to the shop that I was going to go to because, you know, we talked the other day and we had a little bit extra money. And so I was going to go buy this outfit, and I knew this outfit was going to look really good on me because it was my color. You know, because we went to that whole seminar last year about what colors look good on you and what colors don't look good on you, and I figured out, you know, that these colors are going to look really good on me. And so, you know, I thought that I would just buy these. And well, the outfit that we got, it actually was from New York. And, you know, we've talked about going to New York on vacation. Do you think it's going to happen this year? What do you think? and, you know, while you ladies are doing that, us guys are frantically jumping boxes, trying to figure out where the conversation is going. And when you ask us what we think, what we're thinking about is our truck. Because that's where you started the conversation.
Actually, what I thought was really helpful when you started unpacking this, because, of course, it's what you do with this information, and you then talked about how when a woman sits down with a man and says, right, I want to talk about this, it's really important to stay talking about that And that's what frustrates the man, is that we do just what you've done, Bill. And I thought, yeah, that's really helpful.
Exactly. We need to stay in the box. We're trying to have a conversation. Like, that's one of the key things we teach people, is you need to take turns listening and take turns with conversations, because probably you both can't get your emotional needs met at the same time in the same conversation. You need to serve one another in love, basically, and take turns listening to another, because when a guy brings up a subject to talk about, he actually thinks it's that subject that
Absolutely.
You're going to talk about.
Absolutely.
And we women instantly see the five or six other boxes that are surrounding that one box, and we just start opening up boxes. And when there's one box open, that's one problem to solve for a guy. When there's two boxes open, that's two problems to solve. When there's three boxes open, there's three problems to solve, and so on. And every guy, every male, has a limit on how many boxes or how many problems he can have open at the same time. And you'll see one of two reactions from men if you start opening up too many boxes. Either they get that glazed over look in their eye, or they will fire up and become angry, and you're just like, what? We were just talking. Or they'll just totally shut the conversation down and want to, like, go work in their garage to escape, because they're just overwhelmed. It's kind of like we took our knife and fork out and cut all the little walls down between all those little waffle boxes, and they're feeling more like a pancake that's been flattened rather than a waffle.
When men want to, like, interact with women, they need to turn off the fix-it mechanism we were all born with, because when you say to us, we need to talk, we instantly think there's a problem to be solved. And so we go into problem-solving mode, and men need to turn that problem-solving method off. And they need to be willing to just go on a journey in the conversation and just find out where it goes. And it frustrates guys all the time, because they don't know what the problem is and they don't know what they're supposed to solve. And so they end up feeling like left out in the conversation. And it applies to marriages. It applies to the workplace. It applies to friendships. You know, we've got a friend here in California where we live, where he is the manager of an office where there's 13 women and him. And often the women will just start talking about the day, and he doesn't know what to do with it, so he just goes to his office and shuts the door.
It's too overwhelming for him.
And just this last weekend, I saw it in a friendship of ours. I borrowed a truck because we moved our oldest son to college. When I went to borrow the truck, just the husband was there, and it took us about 2 minutes to do the whole interaction. And when I returned the truck today, his wife was there, and it took me about 40 minutes to drop the truck off, because she had lots of stories she wanted to tell me and fill me in on all of her kids and kind of just generally tell me how their life was going. And so it applies in all of the different relationships of your life, that you really need to take turns in the communication process so that the conversation actually gets done.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and my guests are Pam and Bill Farrell, co-founders and directors of Masterful Living. The Farrells have written a number of instructive and amusing books, including Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti. Today we are exploring why men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti. Bill Farrell and his wife Pam came up with those rather descriptive parallels. According to the Farrells, women tend to be great communicators and men tend to have less to say. But as Pam tells us, that could be because they're in their silent box.
Some of those boxes on a man's waffle, they don't really have any words in them. Sometimes they have sounds like "rrr."
Does that ring bells for you? Stay tuned with more gems from the Farrells shortly here on Women of Hope.